Tonight I'm going to give a lecture on the song I spoke about last that Prabhupada sang in Atlanta. This song is generally referred to as Parama Karuna. And it describes the wonderful mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. And I'll do it in the same way I remember Prabhupada doing it that one time. Paramakaruna Pahudvijana Nitai Gura Chandra Hundvijana Nitai Gura Paramakaruna Pahundvijana Nitai Gura Chandra Parama Pahundvijana Nitai Gura Sabha Avatar Sara Shiromani Devala Ananda Kanda Sabhavata Sarashiromani Devala Ananda Sabhavata Sarashiromani Devala Ananda Kanda Sabhavata Sarashiromani Kevalananda Khanda. So we'll do it verse by verse. So the first words, Parama Karuna, is translated as supremely merciful. So we're not just talking about ordinary mercy, we're talking about the topmost mercy. There are two kinds of mercy. There's material compassion and spiritual compassion. Of the two, obviously, spiritual mercy is of a superior quality. Prabhupada, in other places, has made this criticism of material compassion. Like anything material, the benefit is limited and temporary. That is true for anything in this material world. And understanding this about material nature should be a sufficient impetus for one to always strive for spiritual advancement. Human life is short. So time is of the essence. Therefore, one of the principles is not to waste a single moment of your life. Because you cannot get it back. Those who are sincere and serious about spiritual life, they follow a principle called avyartha kalatvam. Avyartha kalatvam means not to waste one moment of valuable time. Somebody who is seriously spiritual does not want to waste one moment. The best example are the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They were always questioning themselves. Am I engaged in Krishna consciousness or am I in Maya right now? That should be followed. We should always be asking ourselves, am I engaged in devotional service or am I engaged in sense gratification? Because that's the only two options. Chocolate or vanilla. That's it. You're either engaging in serving Krishna or you're in material sense gratification. So, these two persons that are mentioned in this song are supremely merciful. Because the greatest mercy you can bestow upon anyone is to deliver them from the cycle of birth and death. That's the best thing you can do for anyone. For example, in the teachings of Lord Rishabhadev, there is the criteria given for being a guru or a father. Rishabhadev told his sons, you can be a guru or a father provided you can deliver your dependents from the cycle of birth and death. If you're not capable of doing that, then don't become a guru, and don't become a father either. It is a responsible position. You are responsible for delivering your disciples or your children. The next word, Pahu Dvijana. So there are two masters or two lords. We use the word repeatedly, Prabhu. We use this word throughout the whole day. And Prabhupada even made a comment. We say Prabhu, meaning, I am your servant, but more than likely, when we say Prabhu, we are thinking, I am your master. Just the opposite of what is intended. When we use this word Prabhu, it means you're putting yourself in the humble position. And you are addressing this person as your master, Lord. But there are two such personalities. Their names are Nitai Gaurachandra. Both of them are Prabhus. Both of them are actually masters. Masters in the highest sense. And one is even Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu indicates Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. Not Radharani. He's Krishna. In the mood of Radharani. big difference. If you say Lord Chaitanya is Radharani, you are mistaken. He's Krishna. And Nityananda is Balaram. Balaram is Krishna's first expansion. And at the same time, his elder brother. And that is what is called Kanandram. How can somebody be your first expansion and be older than you? Because this is not material. In the material world, that's a non sequitur. Impossibility. But on the spiritual plane, anything goes. When you try to understand transcendental subject matter, you have to be able to conceive an elephant on a dish. If you can't grasp that there can be an elephant on a dish, you're not going to understand transcendental knowledge. The other story that the cobbler was told that Narayan was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. The Brahmins that Narada approached could not accept. Because they were on the material platform. But the simple low-class cobbler could immediately accept that Narayan could thread an elephant through the eye of a needle. Therefore, he was delivered. And the Brahmins remained in material existence. Therefore, faith is the distinguishing line between the three classes of devotees. The Kanishti Adhikari has some faith. The Madhyama Adhikari has more faith. And the Uttama Adhikari, complete faith in Krishna. Lord Chaitanya has many names. Gaurachandra means the golden moon-like personality. And Nityananda means somebody who is tasting eternal bliss. Bliss is not experienced on the material plane. We read about material pleasure in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Comes in three flavors. Happiness in the mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance. But all three have one thing in common. Limited, temporary. Because it's material. It has a beginning and an end. It has a high and a low. Anyone who has indulged in intoxication knows exactly what I'm talking about. You go very high, and then you come crashing down. And sometimes, depending on the type of intoxicant, it can be very, very catastrophic experience. Because it's material. But Ananda is different. Ananda means ever-increasing pleasure, and you don't come down.
Ananda significa placer que siempre incrementa y no baja.
Where can you buy that at Walmart? Where can you buy that on the internet? No posible. But you can have Ananda anytime. You just take out your japa mala. Say hello to my little friend. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Immediately, bliss on tap. When they go to the bars and tavern, they have their liquor on tap. He pulls the lever, and out comes the intoxicant. And for the demon, that cerveza is Amrita. Yes, the Bhagavatam says, for the demons, their nectar is liquor. For saintly people, it's leche. Leche is Amrita. And for Vaishnavas, it is Harinam, the holy name of God. Prabhupada was asked by Beatle John Lennon, how do I know who is the real guru? Prabhupada was very clever. Because at that time, John Lennon was taking heroin intoxication. So Prabhupada told him, the guru is that person who is most addicted to Krishna. See how smart. Prabhupada knows how to preach. If you want to learn how to preach effectively, study Prabhupada's books and listen to his classes. You'll learn everything you want to know just by doing that. I do that. How do I do? Am I okay? Yes. I didn't go to school to learn how to give lecture. I simply listen to Prabhupada and I study his books. And chant japa mala. No japa mala, no shakti. You may have lots of knowledge, but if you have no mala, then you become mala. No shakti. It just becomes words. It just becomes book knowledge. You get no realization. The realization comes from the holy name. What does Lord Chaitanya say in first Shikshastakam? Let's take a look. Chaito Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Mahada Vagni Nirva Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Now, Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. Repite. Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. This is an important line. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the life, the wife, the soul of transcendental knowledge is in this holy name. So always remember that. It's not a question of book knowledge. No. Prabhupada even said, why do people like my books? Prabhupada said, because it has realization in it. Realization means you take the knowledge and you live it. You practice it. You walk the walk. Talk the talk. Because I come from New York. Forget about it. Okay. Now, the next words. Sabha avatar. Repeat it. So, Sabha avatar means there are so many incarnations of God. We learn from the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita that how many incarnations are there? Count the waves in the ocean, that's how many incarnations. They're coming one after another. So, Lord Chaitanya teaches there are six kinds of incarnations. But, of all incarnations, Sar, Sar. These two persons are the essence of all the incarnations. When something is the essence, it means it is its intrinsic quality that makes a thing what it is. So, Nityananda and Chaitanya are the essence of all the incarnations. Then he uses another word to make it even more emphatic. Shiromani. Repeat that. Shiromani. Means the crown jewel. When there is a crown, there is sometimes a most valuable gem on the crown. So not only are they the essence, but they are the topmost of all incarnations. You can't do any better. Now, the last part of this first verse. Repeat it. Kevala. Anandakanda. So, the way Prabhupada translates this, that these two lords, who are the essence of all incarnations, who are the topmost of all incarnations, they have a spiritual process. And that spiritual process is simply joyful. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is a line. Susukam kartam avyayam. Avyayam. It means that the teachings of Bhagavad Gita are executed easily. Happily. When you're eating prasad, is anybody crying? No. Right? Everybody can appreciate prasad and you become happy. So the same way, the process given by Nityananda and Chaitanya is simply simple, simply easy, simply joyful, full of bliss. And what is their process? Is it sit in postures and do like this. Is there a process to do like this? No. Is there a process to fast for 40 days? Their process is three things. Chant. Dance. Take prasad. Is that so hard? Old man can do, young person can do. That's the religion. That's what they brought. Kevala Ananda Kanda. All right, let's go now to the second verse. Bhaja bhajo bhai Chaitanya Nita Sudridha Vishvasa Kori. Bhajo bhajo bhai Chaitanya Nita Sudridha Vishvasa Kori. Bhajo bhajo bhai Chaitanya Nita Sudridha Vishvasa Kori. Bhaja bhajo bhai Chaitanya Nita Sudridha Vishvasa Kori. Vishaya chadiya Sera se majiya Mukhe bolo Hari Hari. Vishaya chadiya Se rase majiya Bukhe bolo Hari Hari. Vishaya chadiya Se rase majiya Bukhe bolo Hari Hari. Vishaya chadiya Se rase majiya Bukhe bolo Hari Hari. Mukhe bolo Hari Hari.
Mukhe bolo Hari Hari.
Mukhe bolo Hari Hari.
Mukhe bolo Hari Hari.
The author of this song, his name is Lochan Das Thakur. And in the second verse, he is addressing everybody. He's saying, oh, my dear brothers and sisters, because we are all God's children. You may be Mexican, Americano, Gringo, Hindu, that doesn't matter. We're all the same. We're not this body. We are child of God. That's it. If the whole world could accept this, there'd be no more wars. But the demon politicians, they keep on brainwashing us. You are American. You are better than them. You are Hindu, you are Jew, you are Muslim. All the evil politicians do this to manipulate the people. No, I am not American. I'm not Mexicano. I am child of God.
No, no soy Mexicano, no soy Americano, soy hijo de Dios.
Yes, in America they have one stupid song.
En América tienen esta canción estúpida.
This land is your land, this land is my land.
Esta tierra es tu tierra, esta tierra es mi tierra.
So I sing that song differently. This land is Krishna's. It doesn't belong to you. Yes. So we're all equal, child of God. So the author is saying, bhajo bhajo, just worship these two lords. The process is easy. So just do it. That's like, also, there is one shoe. Nike. Their mantra is, just do it. Very good, Nike. But not shoes. Just do Lord Chaitanya Nityananda's process. Now, in the next half of this verse, he gives a little warning. On the television, whenever they have an advertisement for a new drug, they always show beautiful people, nice, handsome man, and a beautiful woman, and they're taking the new medication, and they're enjoying life, and they describe it, if you take this medication, you will be on the heavenly planets. But at the end of the commercial, and they do it very fast, may cause this, may cause death! Rascal cheaters! So they are, and if you take any medication, there's always a warning on the box. Or even, I don't know if they do it here, but in America, if you buy cigarettes, they have all this skull and warning. But the person doesn't care. So there is a warning here in this verse. First thing is, he's saying you have to or you should accept the process of Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm faith. So like anything, you can't buy that. But you have to get it. You get it in three ways. Number one, you get firm faith by hearing from your spiritual master. You listen very carefully to your spiritual master for a long, extended time. You can get strong faith. Another way to get faith is reading the books. If you, like for me, and Prabhupada said, anyone who reads Krishna book will become a devotee of Krishna. So, you read Bhagavad Gita, you'll become faithful to Krishna. Then the third way, associate with good devotees. In any temple, no matter what temple you go to, there are different levels of devotees. There are those devotees who strictly follow. Those are the ones you want to spend your time with. Then there are other devotees, they're not very serious. They're coming. That's good. But don't spend a lot of time with them. You want to associate with the advanced devotees so that you get their faith. You should give your association to those who are not as fortunate or advanced as you. That's called preaching. Preaching means giving your association to someone less fortunate. For instance, a father works during the day, but in the evening he has to give his time to his children. Otherwise, the children don't grow up properly. So the father gives his association to his children. So that's the idea. You give your association to someone less fortunate than you. If somebody's on the same platform as you, you become their friend. But friendship means centered on Krishna. Not friendship means now we do Maya. No, friendship means we help each other become Krishna conscious. And then seeking out association of somebody more advanced. Now only one problem remains. And I know people like this. There is one class of person totally unfortunate. They don't see anybody more advanced than themselves. That is a problem. And I know one such person. Because I was giving a lecture, and in the audience, he publicly declared he doesn't see anybody spiritually advanced. So he wanted me to say something. I said, I can't help you. You're unfortunate. I can't help you. The final warning in this second verse, that Vishaya Chadiya. Repite, Vishaya Chadiya.
Vishaya Chadiya.
Lochandas says that if you want to achieve success in the process of Nityananda and Chaitanya, there's something you have to give up. Sense gratification. And this is why most people cannot stick to Krishna consciousness. We see many people come, but after some time, Maya pulls them away. Because they cannot give up sense gratification. Step number one, the first level of sense gratification. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. That's the first level. Minimum. If you want to advance, that you have to do with enthusiasm. Not that I'll try to give these up. You have to do it. Cold turkey. Stop it. Cut it out. All right, so he's saying, Vishaya Chidi, you have to give up sense gratification. Now, as you progress, there are more and more subtle layers of sense gratification. So, if somebody wants to progress to higher stages, Then they have to give up the subtle layers of sense gratification. Profit, fame, adoration, distinction, various weeds of spiritual life. So, may Krishna bless you. Because I didn't say anything, but Krishna in his heart prompted him to bring water. Therefore, Krishna will bless him for that, and I'll bless you for whatever it's worth. Rendering service to devotees has no, you can't put a price on it. There's no price. It's incalculable. So I will finish this second verse. After giving up sense gratification, the author says, now with your mouth chant Hari, Hari. Repeat the Hari, 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 Hari. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I want to thank you for being a very, very nice audience. I can't remember if this is my third or fourth visit, but this visit was the best. I want to thank you. You treated me more better than I deserve. I want to keep coming because I really love all of you. You please forgive my offenses. I'm a fool and a rascal. But I just have one thing more to say. I put a straw in my mouth. I flatter you a million times. I just beg one thing. Please stay faithful to Prabhupada's and his books. May Krishna bless all of you. I hope to see you very soon. Hare Krishna. Guru Puja.
Pujari.